You're listening to A Roundabout. Now we're going to talk about the third annual Mountain Arts and Crafts Celebration. It's coming up at Cloudland Canyon State Park, November 7th and 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Today I have Ray Zimmerman, the MC and one of the performers, Sue Gridley, who organized the stage, and Jerome Arnold, a Knoxville musician who will be performing at the festival. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you've got over 100 exhibitors. You've got a huge lineup of musicians and storytellers. What is the kind of the audience for this? Who are you looking for to come out to see all this?
We're looking for as general an audience as we can, although it's family friendly. So we're expecting maybe 10,000 people to show this week.
10,000 people.
10,000 people. It was very successful last year, even in the snow.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not going to snow this year.
I mean, that is huge.
It's huge. It's turned into a major event very quickly.
Georgia, Georgia, all night through.
And Jerome, you'll be performing. What we're hearing right now is Georgia on My Mind. This is you, of course, covering that classic, classic song we're hearing right now. What else are you going to be doing at the festival in terms of performing? What kind of music?
Well, I'll be doing a variety of Americana music. I'll be playing blues, some swing tunes, country tunes, a lot of fingerstyle guitar instrumentals. So it'll be a variety of music, one-man band.
Who are some of the other musical performers and spoken word performers?
I'd like to mention Finn Billy. He's a member of the Southern Order of Storytellers. He has a CD called Marzipan, Stories with Music, where he's accompanied by Rick Davis playing the hammered dulcimer.
I'd like to talk about your other question, though, some of the other people. We have some local people. I can't obviously talk about it, everyone, but we're delighted to have Jerome because he's won finger-picking contests, some major contests. He's very, very good. And another one that I'd really like to mention is Scarlet Stitch, which is a band out of Athens, Georgia. They were so popular last year that we invited them back this year to play both days.
Wow.
The lead singer is Deb Carter, and she has won Best Singer Awards. She's really, really good. So they'll be there both days. And then we have our local group, Organized Chaos, which Ray may want to talk about a little bit more. But they've been really taking off lately. And Brian Henry, who plays pedal steel guitar, likes to do a lot of gospel stuff. We usually have him in on Sunday morning, and he's a wonderful local person, too.
And I see a couple of names that I recognize. Michael Gray, of course, he's a storyteller. He does the River City Sessions that airs here on WTC. Amber Lanier-Nagel, she's a writer, and we've interviewed her on the show as well. And Ray, we've had you on the show before. You're going to be emceeing. What else will you be doing?
Well, I will be telling one of my stories with a surprise ending. And
okay.
That's about all I will say about it.
With a two-day festival like this, is the idea people come up for the first day and maybe stay overnight or camp for the second day, or is it more you just come each day?
Usually the park sells out real quickly. It's been sold out for a while, so if you
want
to camp, you're going to have to find another place. And yes, many people come and spend the whole weekend. This is the time of year when the park is packed.
And so that is on November 7th and the 8th at Cloudland Canyon State Park. What is the website where people can get more information and see the full lineup?
We are on Facebook.
So okay.
You just look for Mountain Arts and Crafts Celebration on Facebook. It's there. And there is a separate Facebook page for the stage.
And you can go to friendsofcloudlandcanyon.org, and that will help you find other links, or just Google Cloudland Canyon and you'll find a lot of possibilities for looking at this stuff.
Jerome, Sue, Ray, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.